One of the first major tasks for the new Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, will be deciding whether to allow a Chinese and Hong Kong group of companies to buy the bulk of Australia's gas pipeline network. The CK Consortium has launched a $13 billion takeover bid for Australia's APA group, but it's already been blocked from buying the electricity poles and wires in New South Wales due to national security concerns. From Canberra, here's political reporter Matthew Doran.
APA Group's assets are vast. More than 15,000 kilometres of major gas transmission pipelines, among them the lines connecting the Moomba gas fields to the East Coast market. A further 28,000 kilometres of smaller pipelines and gas mains across the country fall under its control, as well as gas storage and processing facilities. Peter Jennings is the Executive Director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
If the takeover proceeds, we will have a situation where, by and large, Chinese and Hong Kong companies own the vast majority of gas and electricity transmission and distribution in Australia.
He says the deal would leave 70% of the nation's critical energy infrastructure in foreign hands.
And I think that's a vulnerability to have so much critical infrastructure in the hands of, or essentially at the control of, Chinese companies or companies that can't escape the influence of the Chinese Communist Party.
The Competition and Consumer Commission has given the takeover the green light after the consortium promised to sell off some of APA's assets in Western Australia. But the Commission was only looking at the takeover with regards to how it affects the market, noting APA is already effectively a monopoly operator of gas transmission assets, so shifting ownership won't change much. The matter's now being considered by the Foreign Investment Review Board, and Peter Jennings says it has a clear precedent to follow in the decision to block the same company buying Ausgrid in 2016, which owns the electricity poles and wires in New South Wales.
Good for Australian electricity infrastructure to say, well, that's about as far as we can allow foreign ownership to go. The same thing really is true now, I think, for gas infrastructure as well.
In the past, most of our investment has been from our Five Eyes, nations that are part of our Five Eyes partners, the UK and the USA.
Liberal backbencher Craig Kelly is the chair of the Coalition's Energy Committee.
Now we're looking at investment at nations that we don't have those historical ties to. I think that's why the public is a greater concern. I think it's correct the government should also have a greater concern.
In acknowledging the national security concerns, Mr. Kelly says they could be allayed somewhat if the consortium promised to inject cash into the gas network, kick-starting new development.
We've got all that gas is actually on the sort of the wrong side of the continent, over on the northwest shelf and up there in Darwin, and the potential to run a pipeline through to the east coast, to hook that into the east coast pipeline, would be a significant game changer for the nation. But I think every time that it's been looked at, the economics haven't added up.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg's office said he doesn't comment on matters currently being considered by the Foreign Investment Review Board. The Resources Minister, Matt Canavan, was also reluctant to discuss the issue, but he's given a hint as to the government's thinking.
We are and have significantly reformed regulation of gas pipelines, and we need to make sure in any transaction that we maintain our sovereignty to be able to continue to appropriately regulate pipelines.
The Resources Minister, Matt Canavan, ending Matthew Doran's report. Shareholders at the controversial energy giant AGL will be asking about the abrupt departure of the company's chief executive, Andy Vesey, when they meet in Melbourne this morning. Mr. Vesey retired on the same day that Malcolm Turnbull was axed as Prime Minister last month, after growing tensions with Canberra over energy policy and the National Energy Guarantee. The ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is in Melbourne for AGL's annual general meeting, and he joins me now. Peter, do we know more about why Andy Vesey suddenly retired?
Well, good morning, Sabra. We know Andy Vesey was called in for a meeting with Chairman Graeme Hunt on Friday, the 24th of August. He was pretty much told the gig was up, that succession planning needed to be finalised. I'm told Mr. Vesey wasn't expecting this, but he was quickly on a one-way ticket home to the United States, to his home in Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. Now, AGL chose to do this on the same day that Malcolm Turnbull was replaced as Prime Minister, so a bit of a cynical rollout under the cover of a massive news day, and it wasn't a coincidence with the National Energy Guarantee now dead, something Vesey supported. Relations between Mr. Vesey and Canberra very low. The AGL board read the signs they needed to do a reset with Canberra, and Andy Vesey was gone, and he won't be at today's AGM.
Peter, who is running the company now, and what's their plan to rebuild relations with Canberra?
Well, AGL's Chief Financial Officer, Brad Redman, is the acting CEO. He's the Evolution candidate after Revolution. Andy Veazey's relationship with Canberra was probably almost as toxic as the days when former Telstra boss Sol Trujillo faced off with Prime Minister John Howard. Now, despite the CEO change, AGL remains committed to closing the Liddell Power Station in the New South Wales Hunter Valley by 2022. The board has not appreciated intervention or strong-arming from Canberra and has repeated it will always do what's in the best interest of shareholders, and that doesn't include a total commitment to coal.
Shareholders are also pretty anxious about high salaries at AGL and the fact that they don't match the company's forecast performance.
Yeah, well, AGL posted a full-year profit of $1.5 billion last month, but investors look at the forecasts and they will be less than that. Also, the Australian Shareholders Association is concerned that AGL directors don't have enough skin in the game and that one director, John Stanhope, the Australia Post chairman, has too many other directorships, and they're worried that his workload might be getting in the way of his main AGL duties.
All right, the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, there in Melbourne.